Good evening. Sorry for the slight delay, but we ran a little long our study session. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, April 5th, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation given by Councilmember Dave Richens, and he'll be followed by Scout Jackson Scoresby from Troop 564, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to gather to serve this wonderful community that we live in, to be able to consider policies and procedures and cases in Mesa that will help build a better Mesa and help make our community continue to make our community the wonderful place in which to live and to raise our families and to have businesses and to interact with our friends and neighbors. We ask thy guidance that we will make wise and thoughtful decisions and that we will be considerate of others. And we do so in God's name. Amen.
Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackson. Mesa has long been a leader in providing safe and effective means for our bicycling population, and we do have a lot of cyclists in our city that they can travel on our streets. And this week we have a very special event coming up. I hate to say that it's a tour to Phoenix, but that's what they still call it till next year. But it takes place mainly in Mesa. And about 1,500 bikers will be cycling around our city and the environs in a ride. And because cycling is so important, especially we have many people who live up in the northern part of our city. I know a few of them who moved here specifically because of the cycling opportunities and what we offer as a city. And we've been asked, and I consented to proclaim this Valley Bike Month. So as mayor, I have issued a proclamation making April 2010 as Valley Bike Month. And if we could have Jim Hash from the Transportation Planning and Transit Division. Jim, you want to come up and talk about bikes in Mesa and why this proclamation is a good thing?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Well, this month is Bike Month. It began yesterday, or on the 1st of April, and we'll be celebrating two Valley Bike Month events, Bike to Work Day and the Bike for Life Family Fun Ride. Bike to Work Day is on April 22nd, which is also Earth Day. There will be a celebration in the morning from 6 to 8 at City Plaza with food, activities, and department booths. We encourage employees and council to wear green that day and to ride to work. We have a department challenge again this year. Aren't excited to see if ITD can continue to have the traveling trophy in its court. Keep an eye out for more information on Inside Mesa. The Bike for Life Family Fun Ride is April 24th at Mountain View Park. The ride begins at 9:30 a.m. and is a 12-mile round trip along Adobe Road to the Multi-Generational Center and back. This year, we will also be having a green fair along with the family bike ride with vendors, city department booths, and Radio Disney, which will be there providing entertainment. For information on the Bike for Life, you can visit the transportation webpage. Lastly, we'd like to make sure that all of our riders are biking safely, so helmets will be required to participate in both events, and it may be dark when the employees begin the ride to work, so we want to make sure that they have lights on the front and rear of their bicycles, and most of all, that they have fun and ride safely. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. It was a privilege for me to once again proclaim April is Valley Bike Month, so be safe. Have fun. Next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. Kevin Christopher will read in the consent agenda.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mesa Chamber of Commerce Business Education Foundation Incorporated one-day event on April 8th, 2017, North Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Rico Mini Mart, 1224 North Gilbert Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Baja Joe's, 1927 North Gilbert Road, Suite 6. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase new mobile communications redundancy base station, fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program, Urban Area Security Initiative Grant. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase network infrastructure equipment. Item 4C has been deleted. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal of term contract of liquid chlorine. Item 4E, act on renewal of term contract for tires. Item 4F, act on term contract for tire rubber modified surface seal. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 25 new closed circuit monitoring cameras. Item 4H, act on contract for Southern Avenue and Mesa Drive intersection improvements. Funding is available from the approved 0910 Street Bond Capital Program. Item 4I, act on contract for Dobson Park sprinkler upgrades. Funding is available in the fiscal year 0910 Parks and Recreation Capital Program. Item 4J, act on contract for Brown Road Water Treatment Plant Flocculator Variable Frequency Drive Replacement. Funding is available in the approved fiscal year 0910 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4K, act on contract for arterial reconstruction, Southern Avenue from Val Vista Drive to Greenfield Road. This project completely funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 4L, act on contract for arterial reconstruction, Higley Road from Southern Avenue to University Drive. This project completely funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 5A has been deleted. Item 5B has been deleted. Item 5C, act on resolution supporting the grant application by Keough Health Foundation to sustain the East Valley Healthy Kids Operation. Item 5D, act on resolution supporting the grant application by Assistance League East Valley for volunteer services in the East Valley. Item 5E, act on resolution supporting the grant application by Junior Achievement of Arizona Incorporated to sustain student business education within Mesa Public Schools. Item 5F, act on resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP at Falcon Field Airport, 5015 East Roadrunner Drive. Item 5G, act on resolution granting irrigation easement to SRP on southeast corner of Guadalupe and Dobson Road. Item 5H, act on resolution ordering sale of $30,865,000 of City of Mesa General Obligation Bonds Series 2010. Item 5I, act on resolution ordering sale of $50,380,000 of City of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Bonds Series 2010. And item 5J, act on resolution ordering sale not to exceed $25 million of City of Mesa Highway Project Advancement Notes Series 2010. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 51A, Z10-11 in District 2, 915 North Val Vista Drive, location zoning case. This is for introduction of ordinance and setting April 19, 2010 as the date of the public hearing on this ordinance. Mr. Wesley.
Yes, Mayor and Council, there was some discussion in the study session downstairs with some changes to the stipulations and some concerns to be sure that all of the houses in this development would have good four-sided architecture, specifically mentioned about those along Adobe in the rear. And to address that concern and make sure that that item's covered in discussions with the applicant, we're proposing additional modification to stipulation number 3 to add some wording on the end, and that would now read, review and approval by the planning director, the final version of the design guidelines for Trevita Estates prior to approval of the residential product to include four-sided architecture. So that will ensure that we address that with the final design guidelines as they come in.
Okay, Mr. Pugh, that wording change okay for you, with you and your client?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, absolutely. That reflects our commitment.
And we also discussed, and I know this was an item in the STIPS as far as the citrus along there. Is that something they will work toward as far as that decorative on the west side of the property?
Taylor Morrison's committed to the citrus on the back side of those lots, and based on your instruction, we'll work on preserving those. I'm not sure if they're called ornamental or what kind of citrus, but they're not your normal productive citrus.
Yeah, they're
citrus.
More of an ornamental type of right. thing, and that creates a buffer between the houses on the north and the property.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. All right. Anything else, Mr. Wesley? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve this for introduction. We have a motion from Councilmember Fenter, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion passes. Next item is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There being no requests, we have a motion adjourned, Councilmember Summers, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor of adjourning and making the start of the NC2A championship game? Vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed of making the start of the NC2A championship game? Vote nay. Oh, good. Everyone wants to go to the game. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. This meeting is adjourned.